PFT Media.
Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe. Here we belong, fighting to survive in a war with the darkest power.
That's right, everybody. The Devils in the Details is back post Labor Day.
I'm well rested.
Hope you guys enjoy your Labor Day. Am I coming through? Is it? All right, it's this is my headphones. Sorry, it's been a while since we've been in studio.
Yeah.
So, coming to you live from Freddie. Crystal Diesel Studios. Yes, we are. We're trying. Fabulous Crespedizo Studios here, located somewhere in the Orlando area.
That's right, the feminist Crespedizo Studios, as you said, right?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, the feminist, as you said,
the feminist?
Right? Yeah, that's what you said. All
right, let's go with that one.
Yeah, sure. Feminist.
Yeah, why don't you have any more female shows?
I'm working on it. I'm legit working on it.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I know. It's a sausage party. I'm working on it.
I want to recommend my good friend Heather Shaw. For a show. I don't know if she's up to doing a podcast.
You're just gonna recommend.
Honestly, dude, that bitch is crazy.
Yeah.
But I like her.
Okay.
Can you believe what our president said?
I mean, it's just... It's par for the course, really.
When is it gonna end?
You know, like I said, it's gonna happen. It was a weekend. He had time.
Jeez.
To get all the Twitters. Crazy out. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they should be allowed for any present.
I mean, it's getting to the point. It's getting to the point that it's like, when are we going to just... Twitter should step up and just take away his Twitter.
Yeah, I mean...
No, now it's a matter of public record. It's for all of us. If he's communicating that way, people are suing because he blocked them.
I don't want my grandkids to have these logs of this idiot.
You know, every president has embarrassing writings that eventually...
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Is there the scrolls of Washington out there saying horrific things?
Thomas Jefferson did write a book called The History of Virginia, The Peoples of Virginia.
Oh, really?
And his description of, well, the black folks.
No!
Not so... Closer to monkeys, as he said in his book.
Oh, no.
So everyone's got some...
And those, just to be clear, those Thomas Jefferson's words.
Yeah.
And we do not endorse or support Thomas Jefferson.
No.
Look how easy this is. Nazis and white supremacists. How do you feel about that, Dan?
I don't like them.
See how fast that is? That's how easy we distance ourselves from bigotry and hatred and racism here.
Yeah, we all cheered for Alexander Hamilton against Jefferson at the play.
And to be clear, the Puerto Rican version
of
Alexander Hamilton.
Is there any other version?
That's the only
version
I know.
There is no other version than Lin-Manuel Miranda as Alexander Hamilton.
I don't even call him Lin-Manuel Miranda. I say, yo, Hamilton.
Yeah, that's
I see him and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, you guys all have each other's phone numbers.
That's how it is.
Uh-huh.
It's a very tight community out there.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not dead, fast forward 2 minutes into the podcast. But we have to do this. Our condolences to the Flair family.
Yes.
For the passing of Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm. It was very
important. The guy was inspiration to a lot of people.
Phenomenal.
And a great worker.
Mm-hmm.
I think I hold him higher than Hulk Hogan.
Oh, absolutely. No, he's the greatest
absolutely
American wrestler of all time.
It's the heel that everybody... I understand Iron Sheik.
Oh, I mean, we love the Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
But...
Now you like him. because of his crazy tweets.
Right.
But
there is no better than the jet-flying, limo-driving son of a gun.
Yeah. Kiss-stealing, willing-dealing.
Right.
I got these gators holding me down. No, that guy is amazing. And
a nice guy, too. I've met him several times.
Yeah, very nice. And, rest in peace, Ric Flair.
Rest in possible?
Okay. Now, this is in case he makes it. Hey, Ric Flair, great recovery.
As always, man. Hey. Look at you, still strong. You bounce back a while, and here he is, just still making appearances.
That's amazing. What? You can't keep the Flair down.
No.
Can't keep the Flair down. Mm-mm. And as a matter of fact, for Flair, this is episode number 4. Woo! So that's for you, Nature Boy.
Yes.
Love it. We cover those bases?
Yes, we do. We're good. We're good. All right.
So today in Devil's in the Details, a lot of things have been going on. How was your Labor Day, Dan?
My Labor Day was good. It was good? Relaxing as all.
That fight, huh?
Yeah.
That fight. Who would have thought?
I mean, you know, it caught me by surprise.
I know. I thought, it was going to be a boring fight.
Right.
I know a lot of people thought it was boring. In my opinion, I don't think it was that boring.
You don't think so? No.
You know what it is? You got to appreciate the art of fighting. And I think McGregor and Mayweather paid off for those $100 pay-per-view buys.
That's true.
I think it went great. What's your opinion of the fight, Crespo? Did you watch it?
Man, it was such a good fight. It was captivating. I was so into it. The punches were on point. The kicks were non-existent. Yes. It was a clean fight.
Right?
I also liked how it wasn't fixed. And right. It was clearly not... Yeah.
No controversy.
No controversy whatsoever.
And all the celebrities that were there?
Yeah.
Yo, Jay-Z, Stallone was there. Stallone had on was crazy.
Wow. That's classic. Dude. No matter what.
Yo,
he's a classic.
I didn't even know they made Jaguar suits, but he wore this. I thought it was Matt Stark and kind of deal because the suit that he had on it had those little two Jaguar heads on it. It was post-apocalyptic.
It was a callback to his Judge Dredd outfit.
Yeah. And Judge Judy was crazy as hell.
Yeah.
I didn't even know
she had a ticket.
Yeah, I didn't know she was into this fight. But Judge Judy showed up.
Mm-hmm. She's Judge Judy and executioner.
Yeah, and she signed a contract, so she had that crazy money that
she's
you
so
know,
rich.
The mm-hmm. FU money that she says I'm going to the fight.
Right.
You know what?
I didn't think
I'm going to buy the ticket day of the fight. Uh-huh.
And I didn't even think she was going to sit next to the Undertaker.
That's crazy. How good does he look?
Mark Calloway himself.
Yeah, Calloway is looking great.
It was crazy how he showed up on his motorcycle. He rode up ringside through the crowd.
It was a freaking badass Undertaker.
It was like he had an entrance. It wasn't even his fight, and he had a whole entrance.
It is great.
It was crazy. It was wild stuff.
Yeah, so that covers everything. My Labor Day was great.
Oh, Pedro, how's your Labor Day?
It was fantastic. Okay, cool. Thank you for asking, guys.
No problem.
Thank you for caring. we went out to the beach and and stuff like that, and people just wanted to. I mean, they just wanted to talk about this fight, and I'm like, "Listen, guys, I relax. I'm just here for the beach,
right?" Yep.
And there was the hurricane scare that, thank God, it just
passed right
it
over.
It just passed right over. Thank God. Nothing.
Oh well, yeah,
but it was scary.
Yeah, it was scary. That was wild.
So.
that one, my. Oh, I'll mark that.
Man, I hope we don't get...
Exactly.
And if you guys don't get this joke, then you got to start listening to the to our shows.
Yeah, right? Pay more attention.
Yeah. So, last episode, we got a lot of good feedback on it.
Mm-hmm.
We learned about how badass my new homeboy, honestly, I had Gary Oldman from The Professional as one of my favorite bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
But Cortez just came over the top. Cortez.
Real life Superman.
Gary Oldman. Darth Vader doesn't even rank on my top five anymore.
Not anymore.
Not after Hans Christensen or whatever the guy's name was.
Hayden Christensen.
That dude ruined it.
Yeah.
And that kid that's no longer acting.
Haley Joel Osment?
No.
Baby Jake Vader. Lloyd.
Jake Lloyd. That was it.
Haley Joel Osment would have been better.
He still acts actually Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, yeah, no. He
would have been better. Yeah, you're right.
I think I saw him on. Yeah, he was on Alpha House for a little while, actually, on Amazon.
Yeah, his whole body continued to grow, but his face stayed the same size. It's weird.
it's weird looking.
No, I saw it in that horrible episode of The Entourage that made it to the movie theater.
Ah.
HBO. Dude.
On target. We're too close. Stay on target.
Hold on. We're getting on target. Okay. We're just catching up, Crespo. We're catching up.
You should bring up HBO. I don't know.
We're catching up to.
I know the show topic is.
Uh-huh. Game of Thrones.
How about that final episode?
Yo. Yeah. Dragons.
White Walkers.
Why?
What? No.
Yo. Daenerys. Remember?
Hey.
Cersei, though.
And Jamie.
And Tyrion.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The Hound.
Uh-huh. Arya.
Arya. Yo.
Fun fact.
Yes.
I don't know if you knew this. Fun fact. R.R. Martin has said this. His wife reads the books and everything and watches the show. She basically told him, so this is kind of one of those fair games, if Arya dies, I'm leaving you.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, shit. So, all right, so he's good.
Someone's got safe passage to the rest of the series.
Well, I like that character. Yeah. So that's good.
But last episode, Latin American history,
yeah.
A lot of people gave good feedback on that, mm-hmm. and we appreciate the feedback out there. Thank you, guys. Keep bringing it in. Send those emails out to devilsinthedetailsshow@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Hit up us on Twitter on the Devil's Deets. That's the Devil's S Deets, DEETS. That has to be a simple way to do this.
the best way I could come up with.
No, that's good. I tried. I mean, I don't hate you for it.
I tried.
It's not like me and Dan are good at managing any Twitter.
Eventually, Dan P. Comedy will be active.
Once in a while.
Do we have like 400, 500 followers on that account so far?
On Dan P's?
No, on the Devil's Deets.
Do we?
Yeah.
Are there robots?
No, real people.
Real people. For real?
Yeah. Wow.
Shut up.
I better start looking at some real history then.
No, but for real, support us. Like the fan page of PFT Media. That's our
exploding.
That's our heart and soul.
Yep.
Right there. And support all the shows that are on that media. Very good. Honestly, I can't say a bad thing about anybody on that show except Charlie Boy. But it's okay. So, Dan.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
We are going to head to the Middle East. Or at least we're going to try to.
Okay.
As we go 1,000 years into the past.
Okay.
To the Crusades.
The Crusades.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's that guy that shoots the arrows in Lord of the Rings? Orlando Bloom.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Kingdom of Heaven.
Mm-hmm. Kingdom of Heaven.
Love that movie. The mm-hmm. director's cut.
The director's cut's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very,
really?
Yes.
It's a really good, well done movie. I mean, obviously, there's going to be historical inaccuracies in every movie that they try, but it's the director's cut, very good.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. I'll have to one of these days.
I have it if you want. I got it on DVD. Of course, I got it.
Of course.
Right.
Why wouldn't you have it?
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking about Crusades?
Crusades.
Okay.
And, of course, I mean, just to give a recap for people who don't know what the Crusades are.
Yes.
Somehow. It was...
That's like the Jehovah's Witnesses going door to door,
mm-hmm.
and they're forcing people, read the Watchtower. But if you don't read the Watchtower, I'm going to stab you with the sword.
How accurate
am I?
30%.
Okay.
30%
that's
on
good.
That one. Okay.
A quarter of the way in.
So it really boils down to a long time ago, there was this group called the Seljuk Turks.
Long time ago.
I can still remember. okay. So the Seljuk Turks take land from the Byzantine Empire over in Turkey.
Okay, you can't be throwing these crazy...
I'll explain it.
The last All time right. with the Mexican names.
Tawaka
so Kala. The Chaka Khan.
So we've got this...
The Turks.
This Turkish group of...
Turkish, there you go.
This Muslim group of Turks called the Seljuk Turks.
Cellular Turks.
Right, the Cellular Turks, okay? Uh-huh. So
how many bars do they have?
Crazy horsemen. And they're fighting.
I'm going to write this down.
Cellular Turks.
I know who we're playing with.
Seljuk Turks, just so for those at home.
Cellular Turks.
The ones who actually want to know.
The Seljuk. Okay. Yeah. And then they are taking land from a group of Orthodox Christians known as the Byzantine Empire.
They don't have curly fries hair on the side, right?
You mean like Orthodox Jewish people?
No.
What's their trademark?
Yeah, what makes them Orthodox?
They're Orthodox Christians, which means they're not Catholic.
Okay.
At this time, there's only two Christians
out there.
But do they
have a look? Do they have a cut? Do they have a bowl cut?
They wear robes.
Robes. Okay.
They're very Roby.
He's actually writing down Robes, ladies and gentlemen. He's actually
got, they're very Roby.
So we got the Robies versus the Cellular Turks.
Right.
Okay. Shoot.
All right.
How many rolling
is this what class is normally like, Dan, when you're teaching?
No, he's asking questions.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. His kids are just like, please be over.
He's genuinely curious.
Yeah. Oh, like, shit, he busted out the puppets. Oh.
All right, so these Muslims destroy the Byzantine army.
Okay.
Totally smash them and start running running the Middle East.
Okay.
All right.
So the Robies go with their tails tucked in their neck.
Okay. Right, and they need help.
Help me.
They can't fight the Seljuk Turks by themselves.
Help.
So they go to...
They got good reception.
They go to their rivals in Europe.
Oh, who are the rivals of the Seljuk Turks?
The Catholic Church.
Oh.
Well, they're not the rivals of the Byzantine Empire.
Okay.
They haven't been getting along since the Byzantines. They have a pope called the Patriarch. Okay?
Okay.
And the Roman Catholics, of course, have pope.
The pope.
They tried to meet and settle their differences, and they ended up casting each other out and sending each other to hell.
Oh.
So it didn't really go well, that meeting.
Okay? Who came out of hell?
I'm pretty sure they both ended up in hell after the end of
it's
this.
It's a hell in a cell match.
So it's a big fight between Patriarch and Pope.
Okay.
So the Byzantines...
Patriarch, it's just, they don't give them like a name?
Yeah, it's Patriarch. Deal? Patriarch is...
Patriarch, but then the Pope gets like Vincent the 14th kind of thing, right?
Oh, no, there's different names for the Patriarchs. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I thought he was just, okay, this is the Undertaker.
No.
Okay,
no,
we're rolling with that.
But, yeah, he's Patriarch, the father of the Eastern Orthodox Church.
Okay.
Patriarch is father in Greece, in Greek.
Okay.
And then, of course, Pope is Papa in Latin. So both of them are the fathers of the church.
Okay.
Right, which I unsuccessfully tell this joke to my students every time. It's funny how, you know, originally Christians were against homosexuality because they started out with two dads.
Wow.
Doesn't go well.
That's your opening line? Yeah. There's not one student that says, well, I have two dads. Oh, yeah, I can't.
He probably gets
the joke. Catch Dan P on Wesh News. No, go.
So, all right. So they go to the Catholic Church. They're going to ask for help.
Okay.
And all the Byzantine emperor wants is gold and some mercenaries to help him take back the Byzantine land that the Seljuk Turks.
So he goes to the Vatican.
Right.
He goes, hey, Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we got jumped by the Seljuk Turks.
Mm-hmm.
I need a hookup B. I need some pipe heading thugs.
Uh-huh.
And we'll hook you up with some gold, or do I want some gold?
He wants gold. Wire me gold and send me thugs.
Oh, really?
He wants a loan.
The boss of this guy. You just took a beating and you want money and a backup.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So he wants a loan and some thugs.
Okay.
To take back his land. That's all he wants.
I'm back. And backed out on some of these cellular bills.
Right.
So I need a loan. All right. So the Pope then.
The Pope, whose name is Urban II at the
Urban.
Time. Urban II. That's okay. His name.
Nobody. Yo.
Yeah.
Is that the last Urban that we had as a Pope?
No.
How many Urbans have we had?
I think there's been four.
Urban V. Oh. Yo, Black Pope.
The first Black
Pope. Black Pope. When you get this, Black Pope, I'm hoping you're Urban V. And it's spelled F-I-F. All right. So Urban III.
Urban II.
Urban II, sorry.
Urban II. That's the message that was given to him.
Okay.
What he interprets that message to be is, hey, start a holy war against all Muslims, kill them all, and take Jerusalem.
Wait, so this Pope was frothing for a fight.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he's in that Vatican, because I've been at the Vatican.
Uh-huh.
And he's just frothing in that little town. Just like, I want to fight somebody. Just like an Italian, just holding up, just raging.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me something.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, can I borrow some money? And I need to talk to this guy at the club. Let's f*** him up! Mark that one.
That's how the crusade starts.
So Patriarch just wants to handle his business.
Yeah.
Pope is like, I got you, fam.
Got you. Murder all Muslims. Yeah, check.
Got you. I got, that's not what I said. No, I got you. I got you.
So he calls a council for all the knights and lords in Europe to get together. And
who shows up? Arthur?
There's no Arthur.
There's no time. Arthur?
No.
He's a... Oh, dude,
no.
Is
it's,
that
it's
real?
A bunch of, it's a bunch of names you wouldn't recognize. But they were pretty big deals back then. They were kind of like these superstar knight names.
Okay.
You know, so you have names like Bohemond and Raymond IV and all of that.
Raymond IV.
Raymond IV, yes.
And Bohemond?
Bohemond. It was Latin for behemoth because he was like a 10-pound baby when he came out.
Germans were playing in this thing?
He's Italian, actually.
Italian's mm-hmm, there. Yeah. Any Germans showed up in this fight?
Not yet. Not this. Not, not the first this, crusade. Mostly it's French.
Oh.
It's mostly French, oh. This crusade.
Oh. The fighting French.
Yeah.
Right there. Off the bat. Let's see what you got.
So the first crusade's pretty successful. It's called 100,000 people sign up.
Where did they sign up? They got this at coffee shops and stuff like that?
Hey,
we got to kick the asses of Muslims. Who wants in? Hey, Vito, come on.
That's basically what happens.
No.
The Pope calls all of the bishops and priests from all over Europe. He says, hey, go out to your sections in Paris and say, you know, and all over Europe and everything. Say, hey, this is going down. Show up. The boats are going to be ready for you at such and such a time. Yo, and we're going to start crusading.
Yo.
And he gives them all a free pass, too. He says, I have talked to God, because he's the Pope.
Oh, okay.
And he's told me that killing a Muslim doesn't stop you from going to heaven. In fact, it guarantees that you go to heaven.
Shut up. Wait. Yeah. So this guy straight up lied.
Yeah.
He's just frothing for a fight.
He wants
not to. Even frothing for a fight. He's bloodthirsty mm-hmm. at this point.
Yeah.
And he just... What did the Muslims do to him?
The Muslims did absolutely nothing to him. He's worried because they are spreading. But okay. They haven't really attacked Europe for like 300 years.
Yeah, now. They're just chilling in cellular land. And,
And those aren't even the right Muslims. The Muslims right now are in a bit of a civil war in the Middle East. There's no unified Muslim army.
Okay. So they're all fighting amongst each other.
Exactly.
And here comes Papa Smurf.
Yeah.
And he just wants to unleash blue hell on them.
Correct.
Damn. All right.
So, yeah. And the First Crusade is quite successful. It's a big sucker punch because the Muslims have no idea this is coming. And
how are they getting sucker punched? Hey, these guys, we just kicked the ass of these guys. Oh, they came back. Maybe they want to share some falafel.
And that's what they think. Oh, it's just more Byzantines. But they don't realize it's 100,000 armored European knights.
Well, were they walking in single file kind of thing?
No, you're talking about just like a huge like army swarming in and just taking out. And they're busy fighting other Muslim factions. So their attention's not totally on the Europeans. So the First Crusade is actually a big success for the Christians. They capture 4 Crusader states and, of course, Jerusalem.
Oh.
So they do it. First Crusade is mission accomplished. Okay. You know, if George Bush was around there, he had a big old banister right there flying down.
And Jerusalem back then was known as?
Jerusalem.
Just Jerusalem?
It was the whole kingdom was called Jerusalem.
Okay.
It was the city and the state, Jerusalem. Okay. And they get in there and they do what normal, rational Christians do.
Open a gift shop.
Murder everyone in the city.
Murder everybody. We're going to say that second.
So 70,000 people are killed inside there.
Wow. No babies because Christians don't kill babies.
No, everyone.
Babies get
everyone
killed
dead.
Too? Wow.
Anyone so who's not part of that
crusade.
If you were in Jerusalem and not wearing a crusader, your crusader pin, you were dead.
What?
So they killed Jews, other Christians, Muslims, anyone in that city died.
It's in the cleaners. Go!
Just massacre. There are reports of horses wading through blood in some of the alleys, just how bad it was.
Just,
yeah.
Who wants this red horse? Okay, no, he's not red. He's white. But I got him. It's mine.
So that was the first and probably the most successful of the Crusades.
Okay.
Big bloodshed.
Okay.
However, there was a crusade before the First Crusade. That kicks off our failed crusades section here.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh,
we're
yes.
going to talk about the failures.
Uh-huh.
These stupid dummies.
So before that even starts, the First Crusaders are getting their army ready, getting supplies ready, because it's a big journey, and these are fairly smart military commanders.
So after the first win, they're kind of arrogant. They're like, kind of like, we got this.
This is before the first win. This is a prequel. I just want to set the stage here for Crusade.
Okay.
Before the First Crusade, the first guys are setting up, getting their supplies ready, everything like that. Meanwhile, in France, one of the priests who's been pushing this crusade, he's a little bit loopy. His name is Peter the Hermit. And after a while, starts to believe that the crusade was his idea.
Peter the Hermit. Believes the crusades are his idea.
And God chose him to lead the crusades.
Time out.
Okay.
Patriarch gets his ass kicked.
Right.
Ghost talks to Urban Outfitters.
Right.
Urban Outfitters says, I got you, fam. And then the hermit crab shows up and says, no, this is mine. He's trying to steal the idea. Where's Urban in all of this?
Urban doesn't even notice what he's doing. Like, he's busy organizing the real crusade. This is going completely under the nose of the Catholic Church.
Wow. Okay, so these are rogue missions.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he decides, you know, he can't get the big knights and lords and everything on his side because who are you? You're just this tiny priest. He truly believes, though, that just as Jesus said, the meek shall inherit the earth, he gets an army of poor people, peasants and farmers, that he believes will truly be the righteous ones to slaughter this Muslim army.
So that's how he hypes up the simple folk.
Yes. It's called the People's Crusade.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, yo, stop milking that cow.
We got this.
Here. Mm-hmm. I need you to milk the neck of this, Muslim over here.
Right. And already, before they even get to the Middle East, this crusade is doomed to fail.
Why?
Because none of the people are trained. He has really no knights or anyone who understands combat. It's all peasants and farmers. You're looking at tens of thousands of peasants and farmers.
So they don't even know how to throw a punch.
they really are just like they're like the level one fighters.
Wow. Just the generic avatar, the character you start with.
Exactly. They're the creative fighter.
Okay.
Characters. And he doesn't even have enough money for boats to go across the Mediterranean.
So even though he promised them boats, right? No?
Peter doesn't because he doesn't have the money to buy boats.
Okay.
Yeah, the real crusaders have the boats.
Oh, that's right.
Got the money. This is the prequel.
Sorry. The rolling rock is really rolling.
So they have to walk from France across Europe down into Turkey into the Middle East.
There's no way you can win that, dude. The Tour de France is a horrible feat. You can't walk it.
He wants to leave right away.
So Peter the Hermit.
So they leave in the winter.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. And halfway through Germany, they get hungry.
Really?
Yeah. Surprisingly.
All that walking?
Luckily.
Germans got kraut.
No.
You
can't kill Christians.
What do you mean? Yeah, you can't kill
Christians.
Easy.
No. You're leading a crusade. You can't kill Christians.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got you.
But.
I thought you were putting a challenge to me. It's like, yeah, no, that's easy.
But Germany and Eastern Europe have plenty of stops with plenty of food. And the only thing in their way are these little Jewish communities.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They ransack these towns and kill so many Jews. The first casualty of the Crusades are the Jews in Europe.
Wow.
Yep. They just get destroyed. So, already our People's Crusade off to a fantastic start.
So, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Jews, man.
The Jews are just like, oh, hi, strange man. What's up?
Wow,
and
dude.
Boom. Everything gone.
Yeah. Hey, you want some matzah?
Yep.
Yo. Listen. Listen, white nationalist. I understand, and there's some heavy duty Black Panthers out there. I get it. Jews run everything, and kind of thing. Lawyers, Hollywood, all that shit. Dude, listen to this episode.
Yeah,
because this is not the first time Dan's told me a story where the Jews are just like, just the casualty. Kind of like side dish.
Yeah.
Kind of
thing. No reason.
And then for no reason, they just chilling.
Yep.
And they just getting clipped. All right. Wow, dude. I had no idea.
Yeah. So this is this whole sub crusade that's not even associated with the crusades that's going on.
So the rogue units of this crusade just said, hey, you know what? Fuck the Jews.
None of them have papal approval or anything. They're just going out doing their own thing, thinking that God is telling them to do it.
But God said, hey, you get to heaven with a Muslim. Yeah. Did they say, hey, you get a raffle ticket for every Jew kind of deal? Did they justify it?
They figure that the Muslims that they kill will even out the sin of killing the Jews.
Oh.
Yeah. They'll just have to kill double Muslims.
Wait. How many Jews did you kill? Hey, Charles, how many Jews did you kill? I killed three. That means you got to kill me at least six Muslims.
Uh-huh. Got to even it out.
Got to even it out. I got the books. I got the books. I'm watching you.
So they finally get all the way down to Constantinople, the capital of the Byzantine Empire.
Hey, that used to be New New York.
Right. Old New York, right?
Old New York. Talking Rolling Rock.
Brought to you by Rolling Rock. So they get there, and the emperor, Alexios II, is like, what the hell is this? They're like, we're the Crusaders. Like, no. I wanted knights. I wanted horses.
This is not what I ordered.
He's like, keep your dirty poor people out of my city.
He's contacting Amazon to return the package.
Exactly.
Like, how do I return this? Chat.
He actually offers. He brings Peter in. You know, Peter the Hermit.
Please say the full name. Yeah. It's so ridiculous. Peter the Hermit
brings him in. He's like, dude, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Like, what are you talking about? I got
him. Right. He's like, listen. The real crusaders are coming. He knows real knights are coming.
What do you mean the real? These guys are real?
Just wait. The real guys will come. I'll put you on the boats to go back home. I'll put you on their boats. And you guys can go home.
But I got these guys wild up. They already killed some Jews. They're ready to go. We got some practice rounds.
You are going to die, son.
We got this. You should have seen. There was this Jewish lady just like doing some laundry, and fucking Steve just went crazy with the spear. I couldn't stop him. I said, "Yo, this is exactly what I want. They're ready to go, Alexio."
So Alexio realizes he can't talk him out of it. He lets him pass.
Oh, really?
He's like, whatever.
All right, fine. We'll let Steve go crazy.
Let's see what happens. And they're all wiped out in their first battle with the Muslims.
Except I can't believe we're laughing this hard on massacre. This is crazy.
Except for a few survivors, running back, tail between his legs, is Peter the Hermit. He survives the whole thing. He runs.
Mark it. I said it. That guy.
Yep. And he's captured by Alexios.
So it's him, Peter the Hermit, Steve that killed that laundry right. Jewish lady.
I don't know if Steve survived this one.
And Alexio captured Peter the Hermit?
Yeah, because Peter is running back to Constantinople. His army's been completely destroyed.
What are you doing? No. You got to finish. Yep. You got to finish this. You started this.
He locks him up and he's like, you're going to stay here until the real crusaders come. And then he actually pawns him off to the real crusaders, and the crusaders, wanting to teach him a lesson, take him on the first crusade with him so he can see live action.
How many times are these crusades going to keep calling it the first crusade? There's already been like four fights, and they keep calling it the first one.
Because the first one hasn't even happened yet. That was just the people's crusade before the crusade.
What are you, practice rounds? No, you can't do that.
Well, this is why the first crusade was so successful, because now when the real knights actually show up, the Muslims are like, oh, great, another bunch of peasants, and then they get sucker punched by the real
knights. These are the guys that just say, I'm a virgin, have sex with this chick, and then there's another chick saying, no, I'm a virgin. They just play that virgin card.
Yep.
No, it doesn't work that way.
So that's
it didn't work that way, so go ahead.
That's our first big failure of a crusade. It was the People's Crusade just before the First Crusade.
Yeah, if you got a guy that just, you know, it's a pig farmer.
That's basically what.
What do you expect me going to get?
Mm-hmm. So that happened.
Peter the Hermit ends up with the Crusades, and they teach him a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
They put him in the front lines.
Oh, front lines for everything. He's like riding next to one of the big commanders.
Whoa!
Scared shitless, of course.
Of course.
Write that down.
But that's
but that's fine. PG-13, right?
Yeah.
Survives it all though. At the end of the day, survives the whole thing.
Peter the Hermit
survives the whole thing.
And his iron shell that he that he retreats into.
Yes, he really does.
Makes it.
Yeah. So, but he actually makes the first crusade, but he is known for the first huge blunder of the crusades, the People's Crusade.
Oh, the People's Crusade was just
there,
the first.
And there we go.
Dummy.
So, Peter's story ends here, though. You know, that's the end of Peter. He actually goes back to France and.
Oh, I wanted to hear more about him.
No, man.
Did he open a bagel shop? Did he get any follow up?
Yeah, he you know, he
there's no post credits storyline.
People
Peter grew up open his own
Ron Howard narrates it at the end. And that's it. And he's actually considered a hero of the First Crusade. He markets himself at this and everything, yeah.
Shut up.
They market him as that and
the guy took the loss. The biggest blunder. Uh-huh. No, I got this. Say like the Trump guy.
Yeah, I didn't
go bankrupt.
That's all just like a Trump.
Yeah.
He pulls it off.
Jeez. So. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now.
So Crusade, Bad Crusade, the next one we're going to talk about.
Okay.
First Crusade's over.
Yeah. Here comes another First Crusade.
Right.
Part two.
Second Crusade happens.
Okay.
Unsuccessful. The Crusaders lose a little bit of land.
Okay.
Third Crusade happens. Still unsuccessful. Crusaders lose Jerusalem.
Oh.
Okay. But those aren't the Crusades we're going to get into. We're going to get into Crusade number four.
Oh.
Okay. Woo! Crusade number four. Woo! For episode number four. So these guys, by now, crusading is a profitable business.
Okay.
Because not only are the weapons guys making a lot of money off this, every crusader that goes back and forth is bringing silk and spices from the Middle East, so the Italians are getting rich off of all this.
Okay.
Because the only people who own all the boats are the Venetians.
Okay.
So Venice is making a killing off of all this stuff. And they want the Crusades to keep going. It's the party that never ends.
Oh, they're like, yo, we're making boats, Vito.
Exactly. Exactly. So Crusade number four happens. And, you know, the Crusaders go to Venice first.
They're selling t-shirts in Venice.
Yeah, it's the place to go. It's to get your boats, get your supplies.
Get your boats. Get your Crusades t-shirt.
And you got to meet with, you know, the big businessman, the Doge. He's the leader of Venice.
Okay.
He's not in the... He's What's sort
his
of
name? The Doge?
That's his title, the Doge.
The Doge.
Doge, yeah. Okay. His real name is Enrico Dandolo.
As he should be.
Right. Enrico Dandolo, okay?
The Doge.
Hey, Enrico.
And he says, yeah, I know you're going on this crusade, but you guys want to party first?
Oh, he introduces cocaine.
I mean, he might as well have.
Okay, what did he bring?
You're talking, he supplies wine and women and food and just a big party for all these crusaders.
Pizza party!
It's just, hey, let's take a couple of days. Let's chill before you go out and fight these Muslims. Am I right?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Actually.
So, yeah, just a big drunken Hayward thing going up here with Dandolo. And then the next morning comes.
Hungover.
All the Crusader lords.
I don't want to fight.
He's like, hey, you've got a good time. He's like, yeah, well, good. Here's your bill for the party.
No, shut up.
Oh. Yep.
Shut up. Yo. Yo, he NFL rookied them.
Uh-huh. Here's your bill. I expect all this paid in full before I give you my ships to go on crusade.
Wait. Douche.
Hey, I didn't say it was free. Goosh. Did I say it was free? I didn't say it was free.
Wait, no. You said,
do you want a party?
Yeah.
There's a price to party.
Wait, what? Why? But, oh, man, dude. He suckered him.
Yep.
What a great businessman.
And of course, you got to pay before you go to the crusades, not after you come back.
Yeah, I want that hard cash now. Yeah.
Shifty Italian.
Uh-huh.
Them Italians, them shifty.
But, he says, but, look, you don't have the cash. They definitely don't have the cash. Maybe, just maybe you do a little thing for me, you know, to pay it back. So he tells them, instead of going to the Crusades, where you may or may not make your money back to pay me, I know that there's a lot of gold and jewels in Constantinople. The Byzantine Empire capital.
Okay.
So, in order to pay their bill, they get into the boats, they get their armies ready, and instead of sailing to the Middle East to fight Muslims for their crusade, they sail to Constantinople and kill all Christians, sack the Byzantine Empire, and take all the treasure for the Doge.
We gotta pay for this pizza party! We gotta pay for this pizza party!
Doesn't even get to the Middle East, the Fourth Crusade.
Fabiola, this is for you. Yo.
They get there. They have parties. There is, you know, they disgrace the emperor's throne. They put this prostitute on the emperor's throne and have this big party.
Yo, Douche hooked it up.
That's fun.
Douche, like, introduced some ladies. These guys went poon crazy.
Right. And they stole all the golden horses from the Hippodrome and gave them to Venice. And they still have them in Venice today, the golden horses.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That is insane, dude. So the
Fourth Crusade doesn't even touch a Muslim.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wait.
What then? How is it still called? I'm sorry, Pedro. How is it still called the Crusade then?
Because they didn't kill Catholics.
They still killed some Christians. They still killed non-Catholic.
And they gave money to the Pope. So
how many points?
It's called a crusade, yeah. Especially on the books.
So Jews was two times, you got to kill twice as many Muslims. Right. How many Muslims was each Christian death?
Oh, well, if you had enough gold, you could buy what was called an indulgence from the Pope, which was instant forgiveness.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So there's a easy pass.
Yeah.
There's an easy.
You can pay out.
It was an e-pass to heaven. Uh-huh. out of purgatory. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yo.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, the douche. First of all. I love doing rankings.
You love the douche, huh?
The douche, number one party planner. Yes. Number two, Mike Busey from the Sausage Castle. Yo, the douche is loose.
Yep.
So the douche gets his iron, his golden horses, yep, and stuff like that. And goes, go crazy.
Yep. Gets all his money, gets everything. The Crusaders go back to Italy. They go back to Europe, and they're like, you know what? The best we don't talk about this. You know, the less we talk about this, the better. And they just go home. That's the end of the Crusade. That's it.
Did they win the Crusade?
I mean, in their minds, they won, yeah. But they didn't take Jerusalem.
The Crusade, originally Crusade, they didn't even fulfill.
No.
They just substituted to pay for the pizza party. That, yeah. Yo! Yo! These dudes are crazy! This is insane, dude.
It's the last. This is the last time there's actually any plan to hit Jerusalem, and it goes completely awry.
Yo, and an Italian just threw a monkey wrench into this.
Just totally. Whoop.
Oh my god, dude! Mm-hmm. These crusades are hilarious.
There are nine crusades officially.
Oh, there's
total.
Nine of them.
There were nine in total.
Oh my god, tell me about number five.
Number five and six are total blunders. They decide to go to Egypt instead to get some money, and that turns out into a big cluster.
There's nothing but sand in here. Yes.
Yeah, after the third crusade, none of them make it to Jerusalem anymore. It's all just plans to, maybe we'll hit Egypt first and then get their money and go to Jerusalem.
Hold up. Okay, I know we're going to get ahead on the Jerusalem part. So they lose Jerusalem.
Right.
The whole crusade thing is to get back Jerusalem.
Right.
They never get back Jerusalem.
No.
But the laundry lady that Steve killed, the Jewish laundry lady that Steve killed, they end up getting Jerusalem.
The Jews end up getting Jerusalem?
Right?
In 1948, yes.
Oh, okay. 1946. Well, it took a couple years.
Yeah, it takes a while. They eventually get there.
Hot minute.
They eventually get there. That's...
Yeah, it's nine crusades. The whole crusades last about 200 years.
And it's just loss.
It's just loss after loss. 5 million
blunder
Christians
after
die.
Blunder.
How many?
5 million crusaders die in 200 years.
Man. Wow.
And just going on crusade.
How the hell did they, that many people?
I mean, just keep over the course of 200 years, I mean, they just said, they just wait until the next generation grew up, sent them out. It became a rite of manhood in Europe to go out on crusade. So you would just wait. You'd go on crusade, kill some Muslims, come back.
Cliff, you're 16.
Yeah.
Gotta go to the douche party.
gotta go to your douche party.
Gotta go to club douche. Is that where the word douche came from?
No.
Because that's the douche thing. Somebody invites you to a party and you think you're having a good time. Then at the end, they stiff you with a bill.
That's a whole nother episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's the origin of douche. You learned this. Episode 4.
There you go. The Fourth Crusade. Woo! So... Our last failed crusade, though, I want to talk about is, again, not approved by the Pope.
Not approved.
Has nothing to do with the Catholic Church.
Pope Urban
Urban's dead by now.
Oh, okay. Way dead. Which pope is this one?
I don't remember who the pope is during during this last crusade here.
Hot Topic.
Right.
Pope Hot Topic.
So he's,
Hot Topic.
He has nothing to do with this. It's a bunch of religious lords, super religious lords, who think that the reason we failed all these nine times is because we have sent sinful people out there.
Okay.
Not pure.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People who are naturally killers and have already
done. How do you expect God to have your back?
It is a holy war, is it not?
Right.
So how do you send out impure people to fight your holy war?
Correct.
I agree with this. That's why we're failing in America. That's why we're failing in America.
Right. Yeah. That's why we need to send out pure people. Yeah.
This isn't an American suit, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
Impure people are those who are not driven by ideas of murder and sex.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
okay. Mm-hmm. So where does he find these nerds?
Children.
Oh,
come on, dude. He opens a Le Petit.
All prepubescent children. It's a children drive, ages 5 to 12. It's called the Children's Crusade.
I've heard of the Children's Crusade. I've heard of this, yes.
50,000 kids sign up.
Ugh.
Yo!
Did they sign up or did they, quote, sign up?
Well, yeah, they, well, quote,
the parents,
signed up.
Yeah. The parents dropped them off at daycare.
Yeah, I could probably get rid of this one.
Yeah, it was
they
like...
They went to pick him up at 5 o'clock after the job. Yeah. Hey, where's my baby? Oh, yeah.
Tried to convince him, yeah, your son is the next Lord of Light. basically, that's what they did. They all signed him up to go fight...
And I've had this joke of how many 10-year-olds can you fight? Like, honestly, if you were in a dojo, how many 10-year-olds can you
fight? I could take on 10.
10?
Yeah, 10-year-olds, your average 10-year-old? I'm a pretty big dude. I could take on 10 10-year-olds.
I'm saying I can at least... I'm going for 20.
20?
Well, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Because think about it. You just punch one... They start crying.
They get the fear.
Yeah.
Give them the fear.
So I can, and then, you know, a couple of them will rush in, but then a couple of them are going to be running away. And those are the easy ones. You could just
you gotta go after the, send a you message. You got to find the leaders. Dan, how many 10-year-olds can you take on?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go in a with dojo. The safe 10.
You're
here.
In a karate 10? Dojo.
I'll go with the safe 10 that you got.
It's a safe 10, right? I feel like it's a safe 10. There's going to be one or two.
My cardio is not so good. You know?
Pussy cardio.
I'll get tired.
You can throw kicks. This is not just boxing.
Pedro, you're also a giant.
No, dude,
he does boxing, yeah.
He's 10 years old. All right. So he sends 5-year-olds and 12-year-olds.
5 to 12-year-olds, 50,000 kids to go on crusade.
He kills a generation, pretty much. Who the hell? Okay, Tama. Whoever's fighting these 5 and 12 year olds, if you got killed by a 5 and 12 year old, yo, bro, that's embarrassing.
They gotta have some casualties, right?
Yo, you're embarrassing, bro. Get up.
This is. And there might have been some casualties if they made it to the Middle East.
Oh,
did he even make it?
They put him on the Italian ships.
Oh, the douche.
Yep. And he's like, hey. I got boatloads of kids with no parents who don't remember where they go or anything like that.
He opens an adoption center.
He ships them to Africa and sells them as slaves.
Oh my God.
Douche! Douche!
That guy's the worst.
Yo!
One of the worst people in history.
Yo! Douche!
Oh my God. Oh my God!
Most of them are sold into slavery.
He's looking for a beer.
Looking for a beer to drink, yeah. But I'm done. Douche, hands down.
Yeah,
yo,
doesn't even. Most of them don't even make it to the Middle East.
It's this episode 4.
Yep.
And I'm known. We've done a lot of rankings, and I know I said Cervantes is one of the baddest dudes out there.
Already though,
I think Douche. Douche is making my list. Here, yo, yo, that's right. We assembled the A team of douchery. So you got Cervantes,
Cortez, you mean?
Cortez. You got Cortez. You got the douche.
The douche.
Yo. We're building a team. At this rate, it won't take very long.
Yeah, probably episode 10. We'll have the full team ready to go.
Yeah, yo, dude. That's fantastic.
Pedro's mind is blown by this guy.
I know, honestly, dude. I love this show so much. I love this. because you guys don't realize this is not an act. This is me absolutely not knowing anything and me soaking it in.
We're all learning stuff, man.
Where we at, Crespo?
We are time to wrap it up. Time to bring this thing.
Bring all this right. wheel down. Dude, this was a fun.
I love the Crusades.
Yo, dude. You got more about these
Crusades? Oh, we could go on Crusades more. Yeah, we could definitely go on more.
It'll be a Crusades part two.
Crusades part two, Electric Boogaloo.
Well, this was the failed Crusades.
These are failed Crusades. We'll do Crusade 1. We'll get more into that. And then we could do Crusade 3, which is my favorite.
Oh, that's hilarious. Like nobody talks about Crusade 2. Crusade 2 is not that good.
It was a cluster.
The director sucked.
Yeah.
There was a writer's strike. Right. They just crapped it out real quick.
It was the Conan the Destroyer of the Crusades.
Yeah. It was Crusades : Age of Extinction.
It was Seasons 2 of Heroes.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell's happening here? Oh, man. That was... Yo, dude. I unplugged myself. That's how good that episode is. Yo.
Well, yeah. History's filled with lots of bastards.
Dude, it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I never heard about this douche guy. It says, and I know I'm mispronouncing his name. And we didn't, I mean, you just talked a little bit about the Cellular Turks. I thought we were going to, like, I had so many cellular jokes to throw
out. We can go back to the Cellulics later.
All right, we'll jump on that later. This is a fun show, dude. That's a lot of. I know I keep saying the same thing, dude, but I'm still amazed.
And for people who don't know, listen at home, Dan has all this info in his head. He doesn't have notes, there's no computer.
Please, Crespo.
People should know that, too. He's just spitting this info like it's secondhand knowledge, man. It's crazy.
You would think he has it on his phone and he's reading it?
No.
This is just Rain Man kind of. Yes. This is Will Ferrell in old school blackout.
Yeah. Yes.
Just unleashing and then waking up. Oh, wait, what did I say?
No, it's impressive, Dan. That's good stuff.
Yeah, dude. It's here's my angel fun fact.
Yeah, here we go. To close out the show.
Today. Just before I start, I just want to get rid of it.
Angel fun fact.
Angel once punched a pilot in the middle of a flight. Did not get arrested.
He punched a what?
A pilot.
Wow.
A pilot?
Yeah, on a JetBlue flight.
No, he
going
did
to
it.
New
did
York.
He?
Yeah. No, that's not true. But I'll tell you this angel fun fact.
All
right, there's a look that Angel has once he drinks a lot. I call it the Rivera look.
Uh-oh.
And we're partying in New York, and all of a sudden, Angel disappears.
Mm-mm.
It's like, oh, where's Angel? All right, so I go downstairs at this bar, and I hear, bam, bam, I hear like a ruckus happening.
Mm.
Like, yo, what the hell is going on?
Right.
And I knock on the bathroom door. He's like, I'm coming out. He comes out, and I look in the bathroom. The bathroom is destroyed. Angel took a plunger. And just decided to destroy
everything.
The whole bathroom. Wow. Dude, the sink was cracked in half.
Oh, my God.
Dude, there's water coming out. And then I'm like, I look at the bathroom, and I'm like, we have to get out now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Angel fun fact.
Wow. Wow.
For September, what is it?
September.
September something.
Is it September? All right, whatever. After Labor Day.
It's the After Labor Day show.
Oh, dude. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, guys. Thank you so much for the love and support you're showing me and Dan.
Yeah, really appreciate
in this little practice. Listen to all the shows that we have done, the PFT Media. Visit pftmedia.com.
Yes.
We post all the shows there.
This show's available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, however people...
Wherever you purchase your podcast, go out there and grab it out there.
Yep.
Hit us up. I'm at Rican Gorilla on Twitter. Dan P. Comedy on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Send the emails. Anything you want to talk about, comments, topics, concerns, whatever. Devils in the Details Show at gmail.com. This has been fun, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And like always,
waiting on you, Beyonce.
That's right,
baby. Thank you. Good night. You've been terrific, really. We love you. Thank you for being so special tonight. And putting up with the rain. And putting up with us.
Oh. PFT Media production.